So scaffolding is really breaking up learning into chunks and providing a structure to attack each chunk. When you're scaffolding reading, you're going to preview the text, discuss key vocabulary, or maybe chunk the text and then read and discuss as you go. Scaffolding is what you do first with students, okay? And for those who are still struggling, you may need to differentiate by modifying an assignment even further or making accommodations like choosing a more accessible text or assigning an alternative project. But scaffolding helps you to meet students where they are. So scaffolding strategies you might want to try, or maybe you've tried them already, can be very helpful. And one of the ones that I like to use is show and tell. You know, how many of us learn best by seeing something rather than hearing about it? So modeling for students is a cornerstone of scaffolding. So you're going to show students how to do it. You'll show them the outcome or the product before they do it. For example, if you assign an essay or an inquiry-based science project, you should have a model of the rubric and criteria chart there so students can see what it is they're working towards. Again, show them. Don't just tell them. Another way to show is to use think alouds, which allow the teacher to model his or her own thought process as a text is being read, a problem is being solved, or a project is being designed. It's important for students to see developed critical thinking in action. So again, a first thing, you're going to show, not just tell. Second, you're going to make sure you tap into prior knowledge of your students. You know, ask them to share their experiences and ideas about the content or concept that you're going to be studying. Sometimes you might have to offer hints and suggestions to get them thinking on it, leading them to the connections bit by bit. But once they get there, they'll grasp the content much more. Three, you've got to give learners time to talk. They need to verbally make sense of and articulate their learning with the community of learners. So discussions really work best with these students, regardless of age level, but especially in the secondary classes, middle and high school. Pre-teaching vocabulary is also important. We've spoken about that in earlier chapters. It's a strategy that we just can't use enough. When we send students ill-prepared into a text, don't be shocked when they lose interest. Pre-teaching vocabulary doesn't mean pulling a dozen words from the chapter and having kids look them up or write out definitions. You know, introduce the words in pictures or in context that they know and are interested in. Use analogies and metaphors. You can invite students to create a symbol or drawing for each word. You know, give time for small group and whole group class discussion of words. You know, when we front load our instruction by teaching vocabulary first, you are prepping them for success. Also, I like to use visual aids, tons of them, graphic organizers, pictures, and charts, and they all serve really well as scaffolding tools. Graphic organizers are very specific that they help students visually represent their ideas, organize information, and grasp concepts such as sequencing as well as cause and effect. Now, the graphic organizer shouldn't be the end product, but rather a scaffolding tool that, you know, helps guide and shape the students' thinking as they read.